When and where were you born, and what was your name when you were born?
My name was Norbert Kuttner, and I was born on 13th of January 1924, and in a place called Chemnitz, Chemnitz, in Germany. Chemnitz is near Leipzig.
Yes, I was going to actually ask where it was near.
Saxony.
And your family, in fact, were they Germans, or had they
moved
to Germany?
No, my parents, for the worse, were Poles. So we were really Polish Jewish emigrants from Poland. I was born in Germany, though.
Now, I've heard before about your early years. I know that you had the most exciting set of experiences that eventually did lead you to the UK. So would you like to tell us a little about them?
Yes, most of them are in my book, but since the listeners probably won't have read the book. Well, first of all, in Italy, under Mussolini, we were refugees from Germany to France to Italy, because France was just as bad. In Italy, we came under Mussolini, of course. And there my brother, not I, got into political trouble, and he spied for the French. So he was caught by the Italians and put in jail at the age of 19 or 20, I can't remember. And he served... he was sentenced to 30 years imprisonment.
What was he doing? In what way was he spying?
He was spying for the French and sending information from Italy on... This is unbelievable. He was told to count the number of military aircraft, bomber aircraft.
Can we go back again now? Maybe I should have begun with what happened after... I suppose it must have been after Hitler came to power in Germany. How did it affect your family, and then what then happened to you?
To the best of my recollection, remember I was 9 years old, 10 years old, Polish Jews, foreign Jews, knew that they were in for a hard time under Hitler, who had come to power in 1933. Mm-hmm. German Jews thought they were safe. They'd been in the war fighting for Germany. They'd had their medals, their ribbons, so they thought, oh, we'll be all right, but these bloody dirty Jews from the East, let's get rid of them. Believe me, the German Jews were pleased to get rid of us, as the Nazis were. So my father had to make the decision to stay or run, and we ran, which was the best decision he ever made, because they caught up with the German Jews soon after. So we left Germany, and by the way, stop me if it's too detailed, we left Germany and went to France, to a small town called Lunéville. It was a charming little town. I remember it as a little boy. It was a lovely, idyllic life, everything a child could want, including a wonderful school where I learned French from the bottom up with no difficulty. Mm-hmm. I found that I can sing, but I can do languages. So I went to school there, learned French pretty well, made a lot of childhood friends, and then my father went broke. He started a little business by the way, in Lunéville. My father was quite good at going broke, as I found out in later years. So we moved to Paris, thinking that was salvation. And as many people know, Paris was as anti-Semitic as anywhere else. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was highly organized anti-Semitism. The only thing is, it was never officially recognized. The difference there was they didn't give you labor permits or permission to do anything, so you starved on your own quietly. I discovered, but that is afterwards, there was a Jewish refugee organization which took care of young kids like me. In my case, they sent me to Switzerland to stay with a Swiss family for a few weeks, and I fell in love with them. They were very good to me. So I went back to France, the same misery. You know, I can see that. By the way, we had one room and kitchen for the five of us. But when you came in at night and switched on the light, the bed was covered in lice. Mm. And have you seen lice? They're little, tiny, black things. I think they were black. And the minute you switched on the light, they disappeared. It was like by magic. But the next morning, all the blood spots were all over the sheets. Oof. This I had clear vision of. I was 10, 11 by then. Anyway, that was an awful life. Awful. And my father couldn't get permission to work. So what little money we had, if any, went. Then my father got cancer, and cancer in the middle 30s was something else. Mm-hmm. It's bad now, but it was... It was unbelievable. His death sentence anyway, and he was taken to a hospital that looked like something out of the movies. Really horrible. I went to see him. It was very hard. When he came home again, he came home to die. Mm-hmm. And I do remember it just happened to be the last one with him. And he looked at me and said, Norbert. He died. Another memory, a definite one. Anyway, then the misery started in because we had no money. We couldn't live. My mother took in lodgers. Well, it doesn't kill anybody, but she had to take in lodgers who took up most of our bedroom space in our flat in Italy. By the way, life in Milan had been pretty good until this thing with my father. And then it became terrible. And then Mussolini started...
You were in Paris.
Oh, sorry. Of course. Well, we left Paris... with great difficulty. Oh, no, I'd been sent back to Switzerland again to those lovely people, and I stayed with them for 6 months. Mm. And I had to start school all over again. Not the language, but the history, the geography, everything, all from the bottom. You always started in the bottom class, but was promoted very quickly to my own level. Mm. So that was Switzerland, 6 months of bliss. What a wonderful family. The guy was quite an important big shot in his own village. And it was lovely. And they were good to me. And then I got word from my parents not to come back to Paris, but to go straight to Milan. Uh-huh. I started school again there, again from the bottom. All of it, the language, the whole works. Again, it didn't come to me very hard. I wasn't a particularly good student, but languages, yes. So that was life in Milan. And for a couple of years, it was great till my father got cancer. Then everything collapsed. As I said, my mother started taking in lodgers.
And you mentioned five of you. Were you
brother, sister.
Brother, and were you the oldest?
My big brother, no, I was the youngest. Right. My brother was 6 years older, my sister 4 years older. Right. My brother was very much the leader. In every kind of mischief, he was the leader. So anyway, and the Mussolini thing was very difficult because, although to begin with, life in Italy was lovely. Mm-hmm. The Italians didn't know from anti-Semitism. Mm-hmm. They had no idea. Didn't want to, I think. But then suddenly, because of pressure from Hitler, Mussolini introduced an official anti-Semitic policy.